All right. Welcome to the very first episode of the Your History podcast. I am your host, Linda Raquel, and I'm here to tell you what this is all about. Episode one is titled The Power of Your Testimony. Start by saying that a year ago, my life looked very different. I want to say complete 360 from exactly 365 days ago. I was not living for God to the best of my intentions. I was raised in a very Christian household, and so I grew up with God. I grew up with those roots and those morals, and it was about, early adulthood, like around that 18, 19 years old, that I decided to step away, and I decided to kind of do things on my own. Even though that was always there, even though I always still wanted to have that morale there, I knew that I wasn't really stepping into who or what God has called me to be and to do for Him. And so I came back to God essentially, I want to say about 2 years ago now. Because I was tired of living that way. I was tired of living in a very empty-hearted life and household. I had two girls, and I had gotten married, and I thought that buying a house and being successful at a young age was going to be the answer to everything. As I kept accomplishing these milestones in my life as someone in her 20s, as an independent woman in your 20s, I guess, you know, someone who's working and, you know, doing all the things, I just was very unsatisfied with my life, and I was unhappy. And so when I came to the root of all, I was unhappy. I just didn't find joy. And I just lived the day to day. I had to do what I got to do. I got to work because I got to work. I got to be a mom because I got to be a mom. And I had my responsibilities, and that's what I did. But it was very empty and disconnected. And so when I came back to church and when I came back to God, essentially, when I really got my roots down and grasped this idea. And so it wasn't until this past year of my life that I said, you know what? Like, I have felt the best I have felt in years because I came back to you. I came back to be a follower, and I want to obey you. I want to honor you. I want to do what you have called me to do. So let's go for it. Show me. Show me what it is. And so here we are, right? One of the verses that really popped out at me and really made me understand what the purpose was it's Luke 8:39, and it says, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." And that's what I want to do with this podcast. I want to come back to my roots and be able to tell you about the life change that God can provide, and just the absolute miracles and blessings and perseverance that you can gain from having this relationship with Jesus. And this podcast is about your testimony, your story. I want it to share stories from others. I want it to be where people can come to a safe space and explain the absolute blessing and miracle that God has been able to provide them with in their life, and show others like what they have been delivered from, like the things that they have gone through, whether they are beautiful things, challenging things, things that maybe not many people even know about, because they're those kinds of private things that you don't want to discuss with others. But because of where God has brought you here today, where He has been able to bring that light to your life, you have a deep feeling of, I need to share this message. I need to tell people about what God has done for me. And so this podcast is a space for you to do that. If there is something that we have learned through social media and the power of social media, is that while it can have a lot of negatives, it also can do a lot of good. And one of my favorite, you could say, corners of social media is the corners of Christianity. Like when they talk about Jesus, and when you see all these channels and all these podcasts and audiobooks and social media pages and TikToks and reels about people just discussing the reality of what it is to have a relationship with God. And it's not only do they share those hard parts, but they also share those great parts. And I hope that they're influential to others. I hope that you find yourself in that corner of the social media where you feel empowered by Christianity and doing it the right way. You can find happiness in life, and you can find that fullness in life that you may have been lacking, you may have been seeking for. And so where we find this power of social media really is about the relatability that there is. I mean, how often do you find yourself finding social media reels and you're almost stuck on it, not because you're finding new products or this and that or this, but like you find yourself relating to how funny something is or how cool something is, or just you're finding yourself relating to the conversations that are being had, or you find yourself like, oh, I'm in that same spot. Let me listen to this because let's see if they have any advice for that, right? Like if there's anything we have learned about social media is that we are way more alike than we are different. And so what's to say that the same isn't for people who have gone through a really difficult time or challenges or hardships in their life, and they're just not sharing those deep parts about themselves? But if they did, imagine how much of that relatability we can find in that. And if we think about the testimony of the Bible and how the entire Bible is God's living testimony, like it's from front to back, the story of God, the story of Jesus, the story of over and over again, like you see testimony after testimony after testimony because of all of these people that were going through the time where Jesus was alive, the time where Jesus wasn't necessarily there, but it was all God, and all these different stories of all these different disciples and people that were involved. And you know, all of it is a testimony, and all of it is the book of life. And reading it front to back, you will see it over and over again, how you are getting tidbits of people's stories. And so I put myself to believe, like, how, like, that is so powerful. It is powerful. There is power in your testimony, you know, and that's been said over and over again. There is a power in your story, in the way that Jesus has delivered you from your own story. There is power in it. It can impact others. It can matter to others. Others can be saved and believe that this is something I've gone through. This is something that I'm currently going through. This is something that I've been feeling for years. The deliverance from Jesus is something that is so incomparable. There will be nothing like that feeling. So to be able to gift that to others, gift, not give, gift it to others. The ability to gift them that is something so extraordinary. And this is an opportunity for you to do that. So I encourage you to be in a place where you're not afraid to share your story. To acknowledge that your story, your life, can help others believe in something beautiful, and can help others move on into a step of hope, and through listening through people's stories and having yourself recognize, like, wow, they went through all that and this is what they chose to do. This is what saved them. It's powerful. One of the verses that I wanted to include was 1 Peter 13:15. It says, "Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed, Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. So there's a lot to unpack there. First part is to really understand who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good. I had such a hesitation to start this podcast because I thought, like, what if it doesn't work out? What if some way, somehow, with history in my own life, it gets back to me and someone tries to use something against me, or someone's out to try to hurt my feelings, or things like that, right? There's so many reasons that I could think of why I shouldn't be able to do something like this. But this verse made me emotional, because if you're so eager to do good, this podcast is for the good. It's for the deliverance of Jesus in your life. So even though I may suffer, maybe I do get threats, maybe I do get someone talking bad about me, but then God tells me here in the Word, even if you do suffer for what is right, you are blessed. And I'll tell you what, for everything I have been through this last year, the way that God has come through for me in this last year, I believe him. I believe every word. I am blessed. This book of life, the word of God, is the truth. It's real. It is honest. And it applies to everything about my life. Okay, then we go to the next part. It says, but in your hearts, revere. Revere means to admire. I had to look that up. Why? Yeah. Revere Christ as Lord. So in our hearts, we know that we're doing it for the greater good of Christ being our Lord, of just the truth of who he is and what he does. And then it says, always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give a reason for hope that you have, and do it with gentleness and respect. So of course, we are not coming on here trying to shove anything down anyone's throat, right? Gentleness and respect, and that embodies the state of Jesus and who he is and what he always has been. But that part that tells us, always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give reason for hope. It sucks to say this, at least right now in my life, it is a goal of mine, but right now in my life, I am not biblically inclined. I am not the kind of person that can whip out a verse and start reciting the chapter, the verse, the line. Like, I just can't. I look it up, I read it off of whatever it is, and that's where I am, right? I literally go, like, the verse about this on Google. I can't recite the Bible. And that is intimidating, because a lot of times you're going to come across people who are going to try to challenge you in your belief, and they're going to think, oh, you don't know. Well, I mean, yeah, I can't pull a verse out of a Bible because I just am not there yet, but I do have my story. I do have the power of my testimony. That's something. I can tell you about that. I can tell you about all the ways that Jesus came through for me and provided miracles and provided a blessing over my life. I can tell you about Jesus' favor over my life because of my obedience, because of my honor. I can tell you about that. I can give you hope through that, right? So that verse tells me that you ever get stuck in a way, like if there's ever a reason why you ever feel like you can't speak to anyone about God because you feel like you may not know enough, because you don't know the word enough, fine. Make that a goal, right? But it's also not true. You have the power of your testimony to speak about Jesus and to tell others about Jesus and to give others hope through your story and through what that story has entailed. And at the end, it's not about your word. It's about God's word. God is using you to share that story, to believe in that story, to know that there was a miracle and blessing and hope and perseverance through that story, that there is something about that story that is going to speak into others in a way that they were probably not expecting. And so that is the hope that I can give others. I may not be able to pull out a verse, but I can tell them my story. So I encourage you to not allow yourself to think that you can't do this, to think that you can't speak about the things in your life. Just as Peter states here, even if you should suffer, even if you are rejected, ridiculed, the obedience and the desire that you have to do the good and to share this is going to be favored. It is going to be exactly as he says, it's going to be blessed, and it is going to provide hope, and it's going to provide hopefully a deliverance for someone. You know, it can be the stepping stone for someone to come to Jesus, because that is the message. That is what we're supposed to do. That is the goal. You want to remember that as seed planters, right, we are spreading the gospel of Jesus, but we can't take on the responsibility on ourselves. And I think that I wanted to include this in here, and because to me, I'm like, okay, yeah, but like, what if no one feels, you know, what that sense of hope is? Or, you know, what if they watch this and they hear this and they hear a story and they're thinking, ah, that, oh, this, like, what if they're just so close-hearted about something? And I came across this verse that says, Acts 16:14, Paul was spreading the gospel of Jesus in Philippi. A woman named Lydia was amongst them and stated, the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. So, of course, there might be a little bit more in there about this woman. If you actually wanted to read the story, go to Acts 16:14. But that was all I wanted to include. I wanted to include the fact that Paul was spreading the gospel of Jesus in Philippi, and this woman named Lydia was amongst the crowd, and God opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. It was God who was the one who took a closed-hearted person and opened it and said, make this heart soft, make her receive this message, make her respond to it. And that was not on Paul. That's not Paul's responsibility. Paul's responsibility was to spread the message, the gospel of Jesus, right? So I think that for me, I felt the same way. I'm like, well, what if, you know, there is no impact here? Well, that's not my responsibility. And I have to be okay with that. You know, my responsibility is to do this and to speak here and to share stories and to interview, I hope, hundreds of people to share their story. But I am not responsible for the impact onto others, right? Like I can't force anyone else's heart to be open. That's only on God. So I have to worry about that. So I don't want you to feel discouraged because you feel like you can't follow through with someone, like your story didn't impact anybody. I think about that and I'm like, I don't want them to get the wrong message. If you're coming because you want to share your story and you want to share this testimony and you know that there's power in your testimony and you're excited and sharing it and you are vulnerable and you are sharing uncomfortable things about yourself, but you need to be for the greater good of the deliverance of Jesus in that, that's your responsibility. It's not your responsibility to know who, the what, the how that happens after it. Knowing that he's the one who softens those hearts and he lets his spirit dwell in a way where it is not the who or the what that is being preached, but it is God's allowance through it that causes a change or a revival in someone's life. It is God's spirit, not mine. Okay? Did you ever think about the power of your own testimony? that you can actually cause change in someone's life because of the power of your testimony. What you might think is the smallest, most insignificant details of your life can be an opportunity for someone to relate to you and accept Jesus in their heart as their Lord and Savior. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. This power part of our stories is a ripple effect. The ability to continue spreading over and over. The way that your story changed a life, and then their story can change a life, and then the continuation of how each story can change a life, is where God extends his power. That's the power in that story. It's about the continuation and the impact. That I didn't keep all of this to myself. I'm wanting to share it because I want others to feel that maybe they should share it too. We all have a story, regardless of our background, our age, our ethnicity, our religious differences, our gender. If you have a story to share, you have experienced challenges just as much as you have experienced joy. When you have chosen to make Jesus your Savior, you are handing over your story and allowing Him to lead the rest of it. You become His son, His daughter. You are no longer bound by the sins and challenges that once weighed you down. But you are now free in knowing that Jesus can use your story to spread the gospel and bring others to Him. Your story now becomes His story, but also becomes your history. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening, for the support. I am so excited to see where this takes us. I am gonna be as consistent as I can because I wanna really see the impact that this can have on someone's life. It's all about the one, because that's the saying, right? Jesus does it for the one. He leaves the 99 for the one. And so I am going to be dropping a link in my link tree that's linked onto my Instagram account. And it's going to have like a Google form setting where you are going to be able to in-person interviews. Like, that would be the preference. So get into that link, fill your information out, schedule a date, come and be on this podcast to share your history.